Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indiana Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed a bill Friday evening that bans abortions but makes exceptions for cases of rape, incest, and cases in which a pregnancy threatens a life or complicates the health of a mother. As Americans are feeling the effects of the recession, Senate Democrats continue to spend massive amounts of money with zero Republican support. The Inflation Reduction Act took Vice President Kamala Harris's vote to break the Senate tie over the weekend. Republicans claim this will further spiral our economy downward. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the bill a defining legislative feat of the 21st century.
As you know, it's been a long, tough, and winding road. At last, we've arrived, and we are elated.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Toys R Us toy stores are officially back, launching a comeback inside Macy's locations in 9 states. Now that the Democrats have spent a ton of money that we don't have at a much higher interest rate, Americans are now on the hook to pay this back, Representative Pete Sessions, the Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
Well, this is once again a plan where they're trying to simply ruin the American economy. They're trying to embed the federal government, big bloated government. This bill would add 85,000 new IRS agents. The reason why is... the Treasury Union is the largest union in the federal government. They want to bog down every single piece part of government. This is what Democrats do. Democrats not only come and add expensive cost to the taxpayer and to our debt, but what they do in reality is burden us with huge bureaucracies.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A fragile ceasefire to end nearly 3 days of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza stayed true throughout the night into Monday morning. The flare-up was the worst fighting between the two groups since Israel and Hamas rulers fought an 11-day war last year. An update on the lightning strike at Lafayette Park near the White House last week. A husband and wife from Wisconsin succumbed to their injuries. James and Donna Mueller of Janesville, Wisconsin, were celebrating 56 years of marriage. And an unidentified 29-year-old man also died in the sudden lightning strike. As the relationship between the United States and China reaches new lows, Ambassador Robert O'Brien on Fox News is the former national security advisor to President Trump. He says to deter China from invading Taiwan, we need to get our Navy up to the task.
Well, the Chinese now have the largest Navy in the world ship size. And when you think about that and what their intention is, Xi Jinping has said, just like Putin said he was going to invade Ukraine, Xi Jinping has said he's going to take over Taiwan. And the way to stop an amphibious invasion of Taiwan, missile strikes against Taiwan, is to have a strong Navy to deter China from taking such action. And what we see with our Navy now, President Trump had a plan for a 355-ship Navy. We need a 355-ship Navy. Keep in mind, you talked about Ronald Reagan earlier and talked about peace through strength, his policy. He had a 600-ship Navy. The Russians, the Chinese, no one dared to mess with the United States Navy in those days.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Happy Monday morning to you as we take a look at the latest jobs report. What do we make of that, huh? Well, Philip Clay is going to be joining us. He's a Project 21 member, director of investor relations for a real estate firm based in Indianapolis, specializes in introducing both new and experienced investors to the Indiana real estate market, as well as assisting in the growth and expansion of their investment portfolios. Phil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right. So the jobs report came out as expected. Of course, Joe Biden. This is what gets so confusing, Philip, for the American people, is they're living the disaster, which is the Biden inflation economy. They see it every day with their own lying eyes. And then the president and his acolytes come on and spin the heck out of a world that seems to be seems to belong to some alternate universe. It doesn't have any kind of similarity to what everyday Americans are experiencing on the street. What do you make of this?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Bill. It's a little infuriating, especially if you are just an everyday American. You know, I've had a couple tweets and a couple thoughts, but you know, for an administration that likes to redefine everything like what a woman is, you know, they're having a hard time redefining a recession. Or redefining, you know, economic stability, because we're definitely not seeing either of those. You know, we've had two negative quarters of economic growth, which by definition, 10 of the past 10 times we've had that, it's been labeled a recession officially. And yet Janet Yellen came out and said, you know, well, we're not officially in a recession because of, you know, this, and this. I think the American people are very disillusioned with the Biden administration. You know, they talk in circles, much like the vice president does. They really don't have a clear answer. And when they're really pressed on something, their first choice is to blame somebody else, you know, point the finger the other way. I think Americans are ready for leadership, and they're ready for people to step up and, and say, hey, no, we've tried some things and they've not worked out. So here's what we're going to do to fix it.
Well, based on the latest polling, Clay, and the fact that 9 out of 10 Americans agree that we're on the wrong track is quite telling. And so when you have an administration that just ignores that clear sentiment and tries to spin things through a political lens all the time, people are fed up. They're fed up with politics. You know, they just want to be able to provide for their families, afford, you know, have affordable living situation, which, you know, that long ago wasn't. You know, 18 months ago, we were moving along quite merrily until COVID came into play. And barring that, there still was a lot of prospect. And the rebound after COVID has been a result of what was in play before. But unfortunately, Democrats, being who they are, they can't help themselves. They have to get their fingers into things that there's no history of anything that they can present to me, Clay, that says, hey, look, at last time we were in this mess, we did this and we got X plus. OK, nothing of the sort. If anything, what they can do is say, when we've been in this mess before, we did this and we got minus X minus minus minus. And here they are bringing back those same policies again, the very same people that messed it up to begin with. And it's no wonder the American people are frustrated, because what I'm concerned with, Clay, and I don't know from where you're seeing this in Indianapolis, but I'm seeing more and more people losing hope, and that is very concerning.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's shocking to me is, you know, I'm younger. I'm 27. But to see so many people that are my age and younger lose hope is kind of it's struggling to see. I mean, it's hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2008 hit, and you know, we were a little too young to really feel the full effect of that. But I mean, looking at my colleagues, my age group, and like I said below, it's really hard to keep them engaged and tell them, you know, hey, you know, we're not done fighting for these things. We're not done pushing. You know, this
exactly.
is when it really counts for us to really dig in and really push and make sure that we're electing the right people and make sure that we're holding those people accountable and we're asking the right questions. But no, it's I think across America, we're seeing people losing hope. And that's such a sad thing to see.
Well, and you bring up a good point, because the younger demographic hasn't had a lot of experience. You know, they haven't gone through a lot of peaks and valleys. Maybe they went through one, maybe two, and like you said, even 08. And that's unfortunate, because 08 wasn't a good example of how we've been able to get out of recessions in, you know, in previous administrations. Again, what the consistent equation is when Democrats are involved, they mess this thing up. You know, I mean, here it is real clear. At a time when we need to save money, not spend money, Joe Biden and the Democrats, you know, want to spend, you know, half a trillion. I think after it all gets said and done, it'll probably be closer to a trillion than half. But regardless, it's like, now is not the time to be spending money. We need to batten down the hatches. And what I've been saying, Clay, is, you know, I've been around this rodeo enough to see here we are. We're getting to an end of a fiscal year. And what the bureaucracy does is it vacates its budgets. So all this money that's been sitting on the books, they have been taught to make sure you get rid of it. Now, when they get rid of it, that's when you start paying $10,000 for a box of number two Ticonderoga pencils. You get my drift? I mean, they make some stupid purchases because they got to get rid of the money that's on the budget, because they know that if there's anything left over, they're going to say, oh, OK, well, you miscalculated. This next year, you don't need that much money. So we're going to cut you back. Oh, my goodness. You want to see a bureaucrat running into the corner and throw themselves down on the ground, kicking their legs, going into the fetal position like a teenager that had their cell phone taken away? You tell them their budget has been cut. And there will be absolute madness on the Beltway.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%. It's interesting, because a lot of these points that, you know, Schumer and Manchin are bringing up are points that they were against. It shocks me. It never ceases to amaze me how quickly Democrats are changing on their stances now, from being, you know, against, you know, raising taxes during a recession to now wanting to raise taxes in a recession and having justifiable reasons for it. Like I said, I think a lot of people are seeing through the fog, and I think I hate using the word red wave, because I hate that. But
yeah.
I think it's going to be very clear in November. You know, I think the everyday American is really understanding that, you know, maybe the policies that Trump had put in place were, you know, were actually good policies, and people voted out the man and not the, you know, the administration.
Exactly.
But I think the Democrats are going to pay dearly for it at the ballot box this November.
Clay, I'm like you. How about if we had a red, white, and blue wave, huh?
Exactly.
Well, let's have an American wave. I mean, I've had it with the politicians, because, like I told you, you know, clearly what's going to happen in these next couple of months is you're going to have reckless spending, because they've got to do. And I'm saying, hey, how about, you know, we've heard time and again, we've got all this excess money left over from COVID. How about capturing that money? If you really feel all these ideas and this Build Back Better is so important, why don't you make it fund itself with the money that's already out there? Even if you sat there and said, you know, I've suggested you shut down all spending for the government immediately. Can you imagine how much money the American people would capture because the bureaucrats aren't wasting their money on number two Ticonderoga pencils? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're young, but still, I mean, you're also smart enough to figure out you can't spend more than you take in. I mean, even after you get on the other side of college, you learn a lot in that first year after you get out of college, right? That there has to be a balance. We've got more from Clay after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The thing that's quite frustrating about the Beltway and Beltway politics and politicians is unintended consequences, comes with you know, with the experience, right? Time and again you hear, oh, well, those were just unintended consequences, and they're just supposed to be acceptable. Well, I got to tell you, in most jobs in the country, at least the ones I worked in, you had to allot for unintended consequences. And if you had too many unintended consequences, you got fired. You didn't have a job anymore. But here, somehow, because you're a bureaucrat, they're allowed, you know, that kind of, I don't know, call it forgiveness, unprofessionalism, you know, however way you want to put it. Somehow they're given a lot of grace, and then we, the people, are the ones that have to pay the bill for the unintended consequences. And this is what's happening with the scaled-down version of the Build Back Better bill that, of course, Joe Biden is saying is a game-changer, and on the heels of this July jobs report. But keep in mind, this is telling you what happened yesterday. It's not telling you what's happening right now. Philip Clay is with us. Excuse me. Philip is a Project 21 member and director of investor relations for a real estate firm based in Indianapolis. Philip, as we were saying, you know, originally, I mean, we were hearing all kinds of numbers about this this bill that Joe Manchin suddenly found a way to accept, which he said he wouldn't early on. Kristen Sinema the same way. And, of course, as expected, down party lines, it required Kamala Harris's vote in order to get the 51-50 majority vote on this scaled-down version of Build Back Better, which Joe Biden says is a game-changer that is going to have an effect, positive effect, I should say, not to be confused at all, okay? Because it's going to have an effect, but I don't think it's going to be positive. There's nothing to give me that kind of assurance regarding inflation. What do you say, Philip?
Yeah, it's funny because it seems like every time I log on to Twitter, it's a tweet saying that nothing's built, nothing's back, and nothing's better. You know, I think, like I said, at a certain point, I think you've got to have ownership in the party. I agree with you that bipartisanship, or just patriotism, rather, needs to happen. At some point, somebody's got to put the American people first. I think we saw a glimmer of that during the Trump administration, where people were really starting to buy into the idea that, no, America is a great country. It will remain a great country, but we have to start putting policies in place to protect that. I think we've just got to vote people in to buy into that. It's really hard for me to talk about the Biden administration right now, just because I do feel that it's been a complete and utter failure. When we look back in history at the Biden administration, it's going to be worse than the Carter administration. Everybody's going to ask, what do they do? And I mean, there's no credible thing that they've done to this point that I would say has helped anybody. I mean, withdrawing from Afghanistan, and now we're finding out that terrorists might have entered the country through that. You know, canceling the Keystone Pipeline, losing American jobs, inheriting a recovery, and pushing us into a recession. I mean, it's hard for me to say that anything is built, anything is back, and anything is better since Biden took office.
Exactly. Yeah, well said. Well, this is the pain of it all, and that we're having to deal with. And I'm saying, where's the 80 million people that voted for him?
Right.
I mean, right. What did 80 million people who voted for him know that we didn't? I mean, really, are we so far gone down the road of wanting to become socialist that we thought we needed to abandon the free enterprise system, markets, capitalism? We just experienced, 3.5 robust years under the Trump administration. People were working. There was a smile on people's face, minorities, all across the board, Clay. Philip, I mean, all across the board. We're happier and hopeful in a long time because of the policies that Donald Trump, though, you know, we were told by the media, social media, and any other way of contact and communication that the orange man was bad. He was a terrible example, and anything that he represented, any American first idea, anything that had to do with America's greatness, which is rather rich, doesn't speak of our perfection, speaks of our aspiration. I mean, an aspiration that truly, you know, dovetailed with the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. and others alongside, before and afterwards, that felt the same way. And look at our country today. I mean, the level of racism. I mean, you've got to really, you know, get behind a small group like Black Lives Matter to believe that, you know, somehow America is a racist country. Do we have racist hot spots here and there? Certainly. I mean, there's no perfection. There never will be perfection. But look what's happening to America. Blacks are making more money than they ever made. Minorities making more money than they had ever made before. And this is before Joe Biden. I mean, some of that's getting to be a pinch. I mean, you've got interracial marriages that are happening, you know, that have been happening. We've had our first black president, our first black attorney general. I mean, wow. You know, the country, I think, is in a posture and position to be a fair representation of itself. But we need to be careful as to what narrative and what perception we're buying into. Are we buying into those ideals that America was founded on? Or are we buying into these ideals that are being pushed by the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and even Barack Obama, who would want us to abandon these values that built this country?
Absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%. I think when you look at black Americans today, and I mean, just going back to the jobs numbers, the black American unemployed, the African-American unemployment rate is at 6%, which is nearly double the rate for whites. Black teens, it's at 20%, which is more than double the amount for whites. The thing that frustrates me the most about politics is that black people will consistently vote for Democrats because they believe that that's the party that they're, well, it's, I don't know if they believe it anymore, but that's the party they're told to vote for. And they just do generation after generation.
Well, they've been told. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And even though it's been, and even though it's been that party that's creamed them out, I mean, they're the ones. This is the party of the KKK. Everything that represents the very thing that's, you know, antithetical to the dream that Martin Luther King did, it was brought to you by the Democratic Party. I mean, just read a little bit of history and figure this out. But, and now, you know, thank God, you know, people are starting to figure it out because they're seeing, you know, where's the beef, Phil? You know, there's no beef here. If it is, it's bad beef. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's, you know, and to your
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead and finish your work because I had a thought here. Go ahead.
To your point about America, you know, being inclusive and not being racist, you know, I had a chance to listen to Wesley Hunt from Texas back in April, and he was talking about how his grandmother had been a slave. To go two generations from slavery to a congressional candidate, I mean, that just speaks volumes to what America is and has become and what
you think?
Will be continue to become. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's empowering.
Well, let me ask you something here. The thought came to mind. Because with some of these job numbers, as you mentioned, the younger people are getting creamed. And there's no consideration for how many jobs were lost during the Summer of Love when Black Lives Matter came in and lit up everybody's neighborhood, chased away businesses and jobs. Is there any understanding as to how that number is reflecting so poorly on, you know, on blacks and why blacks, the numbers are so high? I mean, they're double everybody else. I mean, could that be a contributing factor? Just a thought here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Looking at these numbers is discouraging, for a number of reasons. Just because obviously this is our future, right? These are the ones that are coming to lead after we're gone. They're the ones raising children to lead in four generations. I think it's just super important that if there's any group that we need to be working with, actively protecting, actively enlightening, it's young people. Showing them that, you know, politics,
without a doubt,
making change, it's not hard. There's no barrier to entry getting into that. And I think that's the most important thing we can do right now.
Well, maybe some of these kids are going to learn that they need to get away from these blue states, sadly. I mean, to speak of it in political terms. The blue governors, the blue states and policies are not helping minorities, Phil, the way I look at it. I mean, am I wrong? We got 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely not wrong. Republican states are leading the way in terms of recovery. It's got to happen for them to be effective.
Philip Clay, thank you for being with us.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indiana Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed a bill Friday evening that bans abortions but makes exceptions for cases of rape, incest, and cases in which a pregnancy threatens a life or complicates the health of a mother. As Americans are feeling the effects of the recession, Senate Democrats continue to spend massive amounts of money with zero Republican support. The Inflation Reduction Act took Vice President Kamala Harris's vote to break the Senate tie over the weekend. Republicans claim this will further spiral our economy downward. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the bill a defining legislative feat of the 21st century.
As you know, it's been a long, tough, and winding road. At last, we've arrived, and we are elated.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Jerry Jenkins, yes, the one and only, who has written more than 200 books, including 21 New York best-selling books, more than 72 million copies in cumulative sales, known for biblical fiction and end times fiction, the Left Behind series, you recall, and many other genres. He's also written several biographies, including those of Hank Aaron, Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, Oral Hershiser, assisted Billy Graham with his autobiography. Jerry, what a life it has been for you, huh?
Well, it's been fantastic, Bill. I really feel blessed, and so fun to be on with you today.
Well, you know, I'm especially in admiration of people who have taken the gifts and talents that God has given them, and it's just, you know, gone out and served people with those gifts and blessed people, you know, with your writing gifts, and it doesn't stop there. I mean, you also mentor and you're training other writers as well.
Yeah, I do feel obligated to pay it forward. It's been such a fantastic career, and I do feel blessed. But it's kind of interesting. People often assume, because I've written so many books, that I was called to write, and actually, as a teenager, I was called to full-time Christian work, and I was already a sports writer, and I thought I would have to give up the writing and study for the ministry of, you know, missionary or pastor or something like that. But a counselor told me, often God equips us before he calls us. And so don't give up that writing. That may be what he's equipped you with to fulfill this call. And so that's really been my life. And, it's changed my view of success. To me, success is just obeying the call. So once I write the book, the rest of it is up to the marketplace and up to God.
Well, sports has been a big part of your start, as you mentioned. That's why the biographies of Hank Aaron and Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, Oral Hershiser as well. I mean, what an honor to write their stories. And, of course, we got news this week of the passing of the legendary sportscaster Vin Scully.
Yeah, that's been something. He was a devout man of faith. It's been interesting to hear some of those reports and hear some of the things he said on the air. And that's a huge loss. He was really the best probably that ever was.
Yeah, I was blessed because I grew up in Southern California. So I remember as a kid, a 6-7-year-old kid, listening with my old transistor radio. Remember those, those old radios with a little bit of a metal antenna sticking out and, just putting your ear up against it to catch every bit of the description of Vin Scully. He was such an artiste in calling baseball.
Yeah, that's before all this, all the technology that allows us to see almost every game on TV now. But yeah, I can remember as a kid hearing ball games from hundreds of miles away, listening to no hitters in the middle of the night. It was great fun.
Yeah, good fun. Hey, well, let's talk The Chosen. This is the second book, which is with rhyme and reason of the second season of The Chosen. Come and see.
Yeah, this is really an interesting sort of deconstruction because most TV shows or movies are based on books. In this case, my novels are based on the TV show. So the show itself obviously is based on the Bible, but the writers there have imagined conversations and other characters and things that could have led up to these biblical events, and then they portray the biblical events exactly as we see them in Scripture. And with the novel, I'm watching these episodes sometimes 20 times. I never get tired of one scene. They all move me every time. And then I'm to add, inner monologue, inner dialogue, and the thoughts and feelings of characters and even more backstory. So it's been an interesting deal. I helped Dallas get started in his movie career years ago before he went to Hollywood. But now this is his own deal, and I feel like I'm just pressing my nose up against the glass and asking if I can play too.
Exactly. I get that. It's like, hey, it's like I was talking with Dallas. It's like your dad said, it's all your fault now,
Yeah, exactly.
So don't mess it up. But still, for you as a father, lots of emotions, for your son, but also, the team, as you mentioned, I mean, these are gifted writers, and, just when we've been able to experience and, in the seasons of The Chosen and what they bring to bear, in their interpretation of Scripture and the biblical narrative. I imagine for you, I often talk about when we're exposed to the Word of God, you get those Salem moments, those moments that stop you in your tracks that you just have to pause and really chew on what, God just served up for you, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And my wife and I just returned yesterday from a trip to Texas. We were on the set and got to watch Dallas in his element. I mean, he's not only the creator of this and one of the writers, but is also directing. And really, he's in charge of over 200 people, cast and crew. It's just become a huge phenomenon, over 400 million views. And just to see that, I remember when I was 8 years old, I had rheumatic fever. I was in the hospital for about 3 weeks. And my mother took that opportunity to help me memorize the entire chapter 3 of the book of John. And to see that scene of Nicodemus visiting Jesus by night come to life decades later on the screen based on my son's creation there.
Yeah.
That's an incredible full circle moment.
Yeah, I bet. Jerry, You know, when you consider where the culture is right now, some would describe it as post-Christian. Still, 80% of the country says they believe in God. But, you know, we see a lot of strange things that have entered into the culture as it's been clear that though they say 80%, there's been a movement away from God. Why is it, do you think, The Chosen is resonating to the level of interest that it has?
Well, I really think the key to it, for one thing, you know, as you know, was born of failure. Dallas had a movie that we all thought was going to be a huge hit, including the studio, and it just bombed the first weekend and basically ended his Hollywood career, and he was devastated. And he thought, well, I was doing this for God. If he doesn't want me to do this, I'll do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he got this idea for The Chosen, and it just exploded. And the key to it was he doesn't care now about material success or awards or great reviews. He just says, I want to obey. And the bottom line for The Chosen is authenticity. He wants mm-hmm. these characters to be real, not stained glass window paintings, not statues. Obviously, Jesus is perfect and hard to identify with, but the fix for that is to give Jesus the sense of humor that we sense he has from the New Testament.
Right.
Makes him accessible. And people are telling us every day, I'm back to the Bible, I'm reading these stories and reading about these people, and I can picture them in my mind, and it's that authenticity, that accessibility that's making this work.
Well, traditionally, when we have read the Bible, we've stayed true to the lines, and it's rare that somebody goes in between and finds those areas of, you know, the gap areas where, you know, is open for interpretation, not violation of Scripture, but just, okay, what impact does it have? And I believe Dallas and the team have kind of taught us and have led us in that sense. And people are reading the Bible and the Word of God a little bit differently now, don't you think?
Yeah, I know I am. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been, you know, I was raised in the church, been reading the Bible my whole life, went to Moody Bible Institute right out of high school. But I always had trouble sort of picturing these disciples other than sort of marching men with big gray beards, and, you know, I couldn't tell them apart. Yeah. And now I can envision these actors playing these roles. And anybody that, you know, some people say, well, don't allow this to substitute for the Bible. That's the last thing on Dallas's mind and on his team's mind. Right. They want people back to the Bible, back to their church, and getting to know Jesus in a new way.
Yeah, because that is the foundation, after all. We're visiting with Jerry Jenkins. His second installment of The Chosen, Come and See, the New York Times bestseller, will continue with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jerry Jenkins continues with us. We're talking about his new book. This is part two, The Chosen, Come and See. Jerry, for you to do this second installment, when did you think it was right? It was time to do this one.
Well, they want a novel to come out after each season and when people are waiting for the next season. So that's the sort of the timing on it. And, you know, as we said before, usually a TV show is based on a novel like this. This is the other way around.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so the season appears and then I write the novel to accompany that, and then that gives some people something to read while they're waiting for the next season.
Exactly.
It takes several months to write, but I'll tell you, it's a joy. The joke in our family is that Dallas used to be known as my son, and now I'm known as his father.
Well, that's what happens, you know, when the baton is turned over and the son picks up his craft, and especially, like you said, I mean, here you know, when he was in Hollywood, and I know I spoke with Dallas about this, and you related it so perfectly. You know, what a disappointment. You think that you're on a mission from God, that everything's going, and then God says, nope, I got a better idea. But you it's hard to see at that time, and it's probably the same way, like here's Abraham taking his one and only son up on the mountain, and he's thinking he's going to sacrifice his son, and then God says, well, I got a better idea.
Yeah, I was just about as heartbroken as Dallas was when that movie failed. And the irony of that is people hear that story because he tells it. I mean, it's, you know, anytime you tell of success born of failure, it's an interesting story. Mm-hmm. And people hear about this movie, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, and they say, well, you know, what happened? What was wrong with that movie? And they find it on one of the streaming services or somewhere, and they watch it. And now it's becoming a success because people are saying, hey, that was a good movie. It may not have had the right marketing or whatever approach, mm-hmm. but it was good. And so even the failure has turned into a modicum of success here.
Well, and here it is. You know, the Chosen series has broke records for being the largest crowdfunded project ever. I mean, talk about setting up a whole new paradigm that, you know, Hollywood just would not have the capacity to consider, but God did.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people are trying to imitate it. And I think what they miss is it isn't just the gimmick. It isn't just the crowdfunding and allowing it to be shown for free if people will help pay it forward and that type of thing. It has to be a quality piece. You do this with some mediocre movie, and it just dies. But
exactly, right.
You get this on the screen, and that's where all these people from, you know, tens of thousands of people have contributed tens of millions of dollars to this just because of, I think, of the quality of the piece and that God is in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, Jerry, I've been in marketing most of my life, and I learned early on that it's either message or the money. If you got the message, you got the story, that'll carry the day. But if you don't, then you better have lots of money. And, you know, we see this time and time again with Hollywood movies that just bomb, and they're, you know, they've got hundreds of millions of dollars invested in these bombs. And, you know, but here it is. You just have to be, you know, have this sense of awe. And thankfulness to God that God's hand is upon this, because, and I know Dallas admits this readily, that, you know, but for the hand of God, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, he says frequently, this show is so much better than I am, speaking for himself, you know, he says, I don't want to be falsely modest, I'm giving my all to this, but so many things have come out that I would never have thought of, and, yeah, it's just been really something special and fun to watch.
Yeah, it's like a friend of mine explains, it's God's super on our natural. You know, we have natural gifts, but when God's put his super on it, it's like, you know, you stand back. I mean, you get out of the glory. You know, you just, it's all, you know, it's all glory to God in that regard. With some of the characters that you include in The Chosen Come and See, you know, what is your hope for readers to get out of these characters that you've chosen?
What we really want is for people to see themselves in these characters. And, you know, so often we see the disciples who became the apostles, and they're the kings of the church, and you know, there's great icons that we put on pedestals. And what we have to realize is they were all human. They were all flawed. They all made mistakes. All but Jesus, of course. But when you see, you know, even Mary Magdalene, they have a scene in season two where she backslides. She goes back to her old life. And some people said, oh, how could that happen after she was redeemed? Well, doesn't it happen to you and me, even though
right.
we're redeemed? I mean, something triggers us and we do something stupid and we feel terrible. And those scenes of her coming back to Jesus and not even wanting to look him in the face and him forgiving her, those are
exactly.
moving every time. Yep.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we serve a redemptive God, and time and again, the redemption story is manifest in that, including Peter. Peter, after denying Jesus, I mean, he goes to his nets, right? Goes back to some of his old ways, and of course, that story is yet to be told in The Chosen. But again, we see this time and again, the humanity, like you said, of his disciples. And when I was talking with Dallas in Dallas a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, you know, I just so appreciate the way you treated our Lord, that you made him relatable and human. Like you said, you bring up some, you know, comedy that, you know, Jesus must have been a hoot. I bet, you know, if you were around the bonfire in there, he'd probably be cracking you up.
Yeah, in fact, there's a, you know, not too much of a spoiler, but there's a scene coming down the road where the disciples are sitting around a campfire after a day of hidden teaching parables, and they're horsing around, and they're arm wrestling, and one of the guys loses for the first time. And one of the others says to Jesus, "I can't believe he lost." And Jesus said, "Even I didn't see that coming."
Yeah, it's and the thing also too is there's comedic timing. I mean, you know, the cast. Remy in that. He is just great in the role of Jesus, and the way he comes across and the timing of the humor, it's there without with a touch of subtleness, but yet you know it's coming from Jesus, and it has a special impact because like you said, it's a little bit unsuspecting.
Yeah, I think the casting has been part of the genius of this, because the main thing Dallas wanted, he said, I don't want white Anglo-Saxon Protestants playing these roles of Middle Easterners. I need Middle Eastern people who look the part. Now, we've got some white Romans, that makes sense. But beyond that, beyond just their look, the auditions and things like that these guys went through, Dallas and his casting team really found. I mean, this is just a brilliant cast, they get along well together. They love the work, and they love just the whole atmosphere on the set. So I think that's all contributing to the success of this.
You know, Jerry, we look at what's happening in the world today. You know, signs are abounding. You worked with Dr. Graham in his autobiography. In fact, he stated in a rare commentary, and you're very well aware of this, when he was asked about, are these the end times? Are we in the last days? He said I think to quote, these are the last of the last days. He saw the signs quite clearly. And here we are, seeing these signs that Revelations points to, talks about, plagues, talks about the release of evil spirits. They are abounding. And, here you are. You co-authored this massive best-selling series, the Left Behind series, with the late Tim LaHaye. How do you approach, how do you perceive what's happening in our world today based on, the totality of your experience as a man of faith and as a writer, and a writer that was called to, address some of these issues that we're now starting to see?
Yeah, it sure seems like we're headed for something, and something soon, because you just wonder how much worse it can get, how long God will tarry. Now, in his mercy, he may wait one more day, and in his economy of time, a day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as a day. I can't imagine it's going to be a thousand more of our years, because God told us to watch and wait for the imminent return. And we're definitely in the depths of this thing that the scripture talks about, where evil people call good bad and bad good. I mean, that
exactly.
is obvious, so obvious today. So I just hope everybody's watching and waiting and ready and won't be left behind.
Well, for all of us, and even Jesus had grieved over Jerusalem and Israel because they missed their appointed time. We have about a little over a minute left here, Jerry. And I think as we draw closer and closer, there are appointed times that are abounding. That our prayer is that as much as it would count on any one of you, that you would not miss your appointed time to come to the salvation of Christ, right?
Amen. That's really what we should all be living for, is to make sure that everybody knows. And not everyone will agree, not everyone will believe, but they deserve to know, to know what they're rejecting, if they're going to reject, and know what might happen if they're left behind.
Exactly. Informed consent, a unique concept these days, but here it is. I mean, even the book of Romans says there's only so much to your ignorance that is, covered by God's grace and mercy. At some point, you're going to have that that really final appointed time in front of God, who will judge you. And what will he say to you?
Exactly. We're all going to face the judgment, and I just pray we're ready.
Amen. Jerry Jenkins has been with us, New York Times best-selling author. His second installment of The Chosen, Come and See, will now be linked on our website and available. Right, Jerry?
It will. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you for being with us, Jerry. God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.